Welcome to the Real Life Weight Loss Podcast, where we cut through the confusion and get down to the truth about what really works for real people when it comes to losing weight, having incredible health, and a body that you love. We believe that losing weight is really about gaining life, doing things you never thought you could, having renewed confidence, and enjoying your body more than ever. I'm your host, Corey Little. Now let's get to it. Hello, my friends. Welcome back. This is episode number 285. And honestly, I'm not sure what the title of this episode will wind up being. It's really kind of a part two. It's a sequel to last week's episode about a really big weight loss mistake that people are making and don't even realize it. And you may think, well, Corey, why are we having a sequel? Like, I got plenty from that. Let's move on to something else. Tell me about the top five foods to burn belly fat. Like, give me something else. And here's the thing. Please understand, I really believe this episode could be one of the most helpful of any episode I've ever done. It comes from my heart. I guess every episode really comes from my heart, but some unique things led to this episode in the past week. And so I had to jump on and do it. And I think you'll find some value in it, especially if you connected with last week's episode at all. And even if you didn't, I hope you'll hang around because I still believe it could provide some tremendous clarity for you. So last week, if you didn't listen to the episode, I encourage you to go back. But I'll tell you the Cliff's Notes version right now. We talked about how one of the biggest mistakes that people make when they try to lose weight is making weight loss their life instead of living their life and making weight loss part of it. Well, fast forward to this week, and my wife and I got news from a really good friend of ours that she's dying, that she's going to die. And after a very, very long battle with cancer and with tons of ups and downs, she was being put on hospice. And you know what she said? She said, "There's no way to know how much time I have. But I would love to spend time with y'all in the coming weeks. I need to hug your neck." I don't know if that's a saying in other places, but in the South, that's what we say. "I need to hug your neck and tell you all how very much you mean to me. I just want to love on all my people until my last breath." So, I don't mean to start this episode off really heavy. And I promise this will make sense in context of losing weight and your weight loss pursuits. But I want to reflect on what she said. And then I want us to just really quick right now jump to a contrast. Okay, let's compare and contrast. Let's think about what she didn't say. She didn't say, "I don't know how much time I have, but I would really love to lose this last 10 pounds before I go. I don't know how much time I have, so I'm going to try really hard to trim up this belly fat so that I look great at my funeral. I don't know how much time I have, but dang it, I'm just so disappointed in myself because I never got back into those jeans from when I was 32 years old, or because I never looked like I wanted to in that swimsuit." She didn't say, "I don't know how much time I have, but I just wish I had been a little tougher on myself, a little harder on myself, and not allowed myself to enjoy food so much through the years." She didn't say, "I don't know how much time I have, but if only I had worked out more and obsessed a little more about my body, then maybe I'd be more at peace right now." She didn't say any of that. She said, "There's no way to know how much time I have. My friend, there's no way to know how much time you have." This is coming from a different place with her, but it's kind of similar with all of us. We don't know. We could be gone tomorrow. "There's no way to know how much time I have," she said, "but I would love to spend time with y'all, with my friends in the South." That's what y'all means, with all of you. "I would love to spend time with you, my friends, in the coming weeks. I need to hug you and tell you all how very much you mean to me. I just want to love on all of my people until my last breath." This is what I call deathbed clarity. It's something I've talked about on the podcast maybe two or three times. It's something I bring up in my coaching group from time to time. Deathbed clarity. And I think it can be so tough to do, but so powerful. And we have a real life example of it here. My friends, look, we zip through life and worrying about and obsessing over a bunch of stuff that honestly, it really doesn't matter. Please don't misunderstand. I'm not calling you out or preaching at you because I do it too. We're all guilty. We just get swept up into the current of life and we think that it's going to last forever, and it's not. And then we allow something like 10 or 20 or 30 extra pounds to totally steal our joy and cause us to feel like we're broken and we're not good enough. Or we somehow fall for this lie that we just can't be happy until we lose that weight, until we fit back in those jeans, until we lose our belly fat, until we like the way we look. And then before we know it, a lot of life has passed us by and we've spent a very significant portion of our life worrying and obsessing about our weight and being so incredibly mean to ourselves, mentally beating ourselves up over what we ate or what we didn't eat or whether or not we meal prepped or the fact that we missed a workout. It's like we're postponing our happiness. I'll be happy when, fill in the blank, whatever that is for you. I'll be satisfied. I'll be content when, fill in the blank. And the saddest part, the most heartbreaking part, is that we probably don't even realize it. We're perpetually muting and postponing our happiness and our enjoyment of life. And for what? Until we see some mythical number on the scales? Until we fit back into a certain size of clothes? Until our body looks a certain way? Newsflash, my friends. We're all getting older. And you know what happens as you get older? Your body changes. Your skin changes. You change. We don't look like we did when we were 22 or 35 or 41, depending on how old you are, right? We don't look like we did 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Things change. Our bodies change. And if we just keep chasing some physical ideal, then what in the world are we doing? Now, here's the thing. I if this is your first episode, you may be like, this guy's crazy, man. I thought this was a weight loss podcast and it was supposed to be motivational. He's talking about dying. And sounds like he doesn't even want me to lose weight. Look, I shouldn't put this podcast episode out, right? It's bad for business. I'm telling you to focus on the more important things of life and be happy and not worry about weight loss. Well, hold on. Let's just back up. Let me be crystal clear. I'm not saying that you shouldn't pursue weight loss. I am not saying that losing some weight will not improve your life in a lot of really cool ways. I'm not saying that it's wrong to pursue physical accomplishments. No, none of that. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not judging you, not at all. What I am saying is, please, please don't put your happiness on hold. Please don't allow losing weight to become such a gigantic part of your life that it begins to drown out some other really, really important things. Because we only have so much time and energy. And if too much of that is focused on losing weight, then there's a really good chance that the other things in life might be suffering. Your family, your friendships, your peace of mind, your hobbies, your children, your aging parents, your siblings, and your basic enjoyment of just waking up, taking a deep breath, and being alive on this wonderful and crazy journey that we call life. Please understand, guys, I am not judging you. I am not trying to make you feel bad. I'm actually trying to do quite the opposite, to make you feel good, to wake you up to all of the amazing, wonderful blessings that you have in your life right here, right now. 40 pounds overweight, so what? The amazing, wonderful blessings are still there. They're still here. You got more belly fat than you like? It jiggles a little bit? Your thighs are too fat? So what? The amazing, wonderful blessings are still here. We find what we look for. And if all you're looking for is reasons to be unhappy about your body or your weight, then you will find plenty. And you will be unhappy and dissatisfied. And you will start to believe that the only solution is to lose that weight and change your body. And there's nothing wrong with losing weight and changing your body. But, my friends, it is not guaranteed to make you happy or bring fulfillment. Matter of fact, after over 20 years of coaching people, I can pretty confidently say that most of the time, losing weight and changing your body alone, those things do not bring the happiness and fulfillment that we want. And here's the part that so many people miss. Being unhappy and dissatisfied does not help you achieve your weight loss goals. You can be happy and joyful and pursue and achieve your weight loss goals. You can do both at the same time. So let's think about this. If you can be happy and joyful while going after your weight loss goals, or you can be unhappy, dissatisfied, super self-critical, and kind of miserable while going after your weight loss goals, well, then which one do you want to do? Because the choice is yours. Both are available. Both can work. I believe, actually, I kind of know, that the first option is way more fun, and it usually leads to more true success than the other self-critical, miserable option. So, are you making weight loss your life instead of living your life and making weight loss part of it? Might you need some deathbed clarity? Now, what exactly do I mean by that? Here's the way I like to think of it. It may seem really somber or depressing, but it can be so unbelievably eye-opening and helpful and provide clarity like you've never had before. So right now, just take a few minutes to really go there. Imagine that your life is ending. Imagine that it's almost over. Now think about the way you're living right now. What dominates your mind? What brings you joy and purpose and fulfillment? What steals your joy? What drags you down? What breaks your heart? And then here are the big ones. What will you look back on and wish you had done differently? What will the people who love you the most say about you and to you on that deathbed? Will they say, yeah, you know, I really loved Mom. God, I just wish she had lost 15 pounds. Will anyone even care what your weight is? Will anyone, including you, even care how much belly fat you have or what size clothes you wear? When you're at the end of your life, you begin to realize what really matters and what doesn't matter nearly as much as you might have thought. Fortunately, deathbed clarity isn't something we have to just guess and speculate about. I just gave you one real-life example earlier from one of my good friends, sadly, unfortunately. But that's just one person. So maybe I'm lying to you, right? Like, maybe people do really care about their weight and how they look when they're about to die. Fortunately, I can give you more than one example. A palliative care nurse named Bronnie Ware blogged about this and eventually wrote an entire book called The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying because, of course, as a palliative care nurse, she was around a ton of people on their deathbeds. Look, please turn up the volume just for a second. I know life is busy. I know you may be doing 15 different things and thinking about 100 other things all while you're listening to this podcast right now. I get it. I sometimes do the exact same thing. But right now, I encourage you to eliminate distractions, slow down just for a second, and really pay attention, and maybe even write these down. Here are the top 5 regrets of the dying. Number 5, I wish that I had let myself be happier. Not I wish I had made myself happier. Not I wish I had just done something to be happier. No. I wish I had let myself be happier. Number 4, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Number 3, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Number 2, I wish I had not worked so hard. And number 1, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life that others expected of me. Now, honestly, most of these don't even need adjusting, but I want to just right now, if I may take the liberty, I want to give you the weight loss version of each of these 5 regrets, okay? Number 5, I wish that I had let myself be happier. I really don't need to adjust that at all. Guys, gals, people on their deathbeds, they just wish they had let themselves be happier. It's like the happiness was there to be had. But they didn't do it. So here's what I would say. If we shift this into the weight loss world, I wish I wasn't so mean to myself all the time about my body and what I eat. I wish I didn't postpone my happiness until I lost a certain amount of weight. Next up, number 4. The regret of the dying, according to Bronnie Ware, was I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. I'll adjust that too. I wish I had put just as much time and energy into staying in touch with friends as I did into chasing some weight loss goal or some physical ideal. Number three, I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. The weight loss version of that might be this. I wish I would have expressed my feelings rather than just eating my feelings. I wish I had actually felt things instead of avoiding and numbing with food and exercise and then just busying my mind with all things weight loss. Number two, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. If we adjust that a little, it might sound like this. I wish I would have allowed myself to rest and just breathe and not try to constantly force weight loss and exercise. I wish I would have stopped with the shoulds and the shouldn'ts and just allowed myself to live and enjoy. And then number one, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life that others expected of me. Man, we can go so many different directions with that. But when we think about our body and we think about losing weight, I would say this. I wish I didn't put so much pressure on myself to pursue a body that I thought I was supposed to have. A certain look based on what I saw in magazines and on Instagram. A certain weight based on some mythical number that I picked up somewhere along the way. My friends, life is going to end. My life, your life, and everyone we love, life ends. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be pursuing weight loss. I'm not saying that losing some weight will not improve your life in different ways. I'm not saying that it's wrong to pursue physical accomplishments. What I am saying is this. Please don't put your happiness on hold. Please don't allow losing weight to become such a gigantic part of your life that it begins to drown out some other really, really important and really awesome things. Maybe more than ever, I hope you'll share this episode with someone. And I hope the two or three of you will discuss it. And I hope that all of you will take just a few moments to really go there, to find some deathbed clarity. And if you're willing to do this, then I predict that when the deathbed comes, when the end comes for you, there will be a lot less regrets. And I hope, if you're a praying person, that you'll pray for my friend and their family as they face this absolutely unimaginable time. My friends, please don't ever forget, please, please don't ever forget that there's so much more to you than a number. You are an amazing and loved daughter, son, mom, dad, brother, sister, and friend. So do not let the scales postpone your happiness. No, ma'am. No, sir. Not one more day. No more of that. Don't do it. And losing weight, it can be great. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not telling you not to pursue it. But please understand that you don't have to be unhappy, dissatisfied, and miserable to lose weight. Not at all. Happiness, joy, and weight loss can all coexist. And in my opinion, they should coexist. And if you don't believe in yourself, it's okay. It's okay. I've got your back. I believe in you. I truly do. And you can borrow my belief. You keep coming back. I'll keep doing my best. And I'll be here for you. And we'll get it done. Okay? Okay. Thank you so much for your time. God bless. Bye-bye.